You're listening to the Overdrive Podcast, Hour 1.
What a finish. I had to FaceTime the Hazy B to watch it. It was incredible.
You wouldn't believe what happened last night.
I know you were so irritated. I don't know, like, your family wasn't around. Were they sleeping?
Well, yeah, I got two kids, three and under, and I'm. This is what happened, okay?
For starters, I had no idea.
You got to get
this
breakdown.
You got to paint this picture.
I'm so happy to be in here. Yeah. I think we're all happy to be here today.
They did it, Naylor.
You heard. Yeah, you would have heard that a few times.
Carte blanche today. Play that clip because you're only playing that clip the day after championships are won in Toronto.
Exactly.
But outside of that.
Last night, it's like it's go time. We're going to win the championship. And my fiance's iPad just... We're not going to get into that because we basically can't.
Well, we're going to chip in and make sure that she gets cable next time. Like, I don't know what's...
I don't know what we're going to do, but we're not going to get into the how, but it crapped out. The iPad is a piece of crap, that iPad. Damn that iPad.
Yeah,
I had to FaceTime Hazy and say, I got to watch this.
Okay, let me paint this picture for you, okay?
Yeah.
The first, like, world championship title in Toronto in... 25 years, 30 seconds to go. So it's a close game at this point.
Yeah, very close.
It's as close as it gets. I haven't been sitting down for well over an hour, but I'm trying to keep my voice down. Like, I'm watching the game by myself, but my wife is upstairs. My two kids are asleep. He calls me. Flush. Like, why are you calling me with 30 seconds left? So I flush the call. I don't remember why, but I guess there was a stoppage in play. There was a timeout at some point. I call him back, assuming he's got some sort of take on what just happened. He goes, did they win? I'm like, are you on glue? What are you talking about? Like, where are you right now? He goes, we don't have access to the game. Any chance you can FaceTime me and put your phone up against the screen?
So you're sitting there
there like an idiot with my phone 5 feet from the screen so O and his fiance can watch the final 30 seconds of the game.
And we did. It was the weirdest ending of a championship in our hometown.
Because you could hear them.
No, it was full volume up. I felt like I was in your living room. It was awesome.
Well, the best part is, it's not like they were like, let's go set up on the couch so we're presentable. This guy's laying down in the bed, like no tarp on. I'm like, look at you right now.
Yeah. And by the way, was that not the weirdest ending to a championship? It wasn't like a bucket hit. It was like... The refs go to the table.
Instant replay, man. I was ready. Like, if it wasn't the Raptors that won that title, I would have been in here with
fumes coming out of my ears.
Yelling
and screaming about that.
That's exactly why I hate it. Exactly. Because it did suck some of the energy out of the victory.
Yeah, it's like guys are supposed to jump on the court and go crazy, but instead they're waiting. There's 0.9 seconds left, and they're looking at the refs, and they're reviewing a play, and I'm like,
yeah.
Just end this. End this.
It's over.
Yeah,
it's over.
The theater, the theater of the buildup, like, was there. You knew, like, okay, 0.9, there's no way with a possession. Like, they're not going to come back.
It wasn't possible.
But it did suck a little bit of life. But I think if you're a tortured fan,
you'll sit there for two.
Exactly. Like, you'll take the 2 minutes and go, yeah, it may not have, but had it ended just on Draymond and Kawhi battling on the floor, that probably would have exploded a lot more.
Boom. Immediately, everyone's running onto the court.
But actually, I'd like to, now that you mention it, go back and how many minutes from that little scuffle and it getting blown down and the technical and all of that to when it actually finished? It was probably 6-7 minutes.
I'll check how long my FaceTime was.
You should, because that was probably, I bet you it was an 8-minute FaceTime.
Let me find out. Oh, no, it was way more than that.
You think it was more?
It was a 13-minute FaceTime.
Okay, but you had to lay it out for... Like,
no.
I don't know. What were you doing? Lying on your couch?
I was downstairs. I was watching the game. I wasn't doing anything. I was watching the game. I'm watching the game.
But did you set the phone up looking at the TV?
No, I was holding it like this.
You turned it around.
I flipped it around, and this is how I...
That's how you celebrated. Like,
Toronto
this.
Wins Dude, the trust title. Me, it was worse for me because I'm like, I got to FaceTime Brian. I don't know what else to do.
No, well, I wanted you to experience it. I was happy for you guys to be able to witness it, but you got to understand, I'm sitting here, I'm like, can you guys see?
Yeah. Like,
you guys see?
You don't want to shake your hand.
No, and I'm like, I'm holding with two hands so that they make sure their view is perfect. I'm behind the camera. I'm like, by the end of it, I'm like, did they win?
Yeah.
Is it
like
over?
What happened there? Did Kawhi hit that last one?
It was an incredible experience.
I love the way you ended it too. You're like, I got to get out of here. Well, I'm thinking, where are you going?
Like, I know, but we're getting into the trophy presentation.
Wasn't it?
You couldn't have hung on till then.
I'm not sitting there all night.
Wasn't it 12 o'clock? Like, how wouldn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Oh,
it was late.
12:30
probably like 12:30.
11:37 when I originally FaceTimed him. So 11:50 we got off. Between 11:37 and 11:50, there was 30 seconds left in play, and I think Larry Tannenbaum was going to be introduced.
That's the only thing. Like, if out of everything I loved last night, why does the owner have to? Like,
that's the way it goes in the NFL, the NBA.
You pay the bills, man. You deserve it. I think you deserve it. I know it's crazy they don't play a second, but when you pay the bills for everything.
I get it. It just.
I think you deserve it, man. Get out there and hold it up. You're the guy.
Well, they get out of the way pretty quickly.
They do,
too.
Silver hands it over like. And I thought he mispronounced Tannenbaum a little bit too, like it was.
Adam Silver did.
Yeah,
he better be careful.
Well, I know, but
it
was
works
like
for Larry Tannenbaum.
I could be wrong, but I thought no, that was a little bit of a mispronunciation. It's not like Tannenbaum's the easiest name to pronounce, but out of everything, I thought it was amazing to watch. But I wanted the players up there. Like, let's move the owners out of the way, and that they can get, you know, even Masai, like. He's the guy who was the architect. He was kind of like fourth in line. That's the only, like, it's not even a complaint. It was amazing
to
watch.
No, but that's just the way it goes.
I guess that's just the NBA because, yeah, I guess
in the NFL,
NHL,
it's the same thing.
Yeah, you're right.
Because Robert Kraft is right up there first.
Yeah, I thought of that.
And then it's Belichick, and then eventually Brady. Usually they only bring up like a couple of players onto the stage.
That's right. Remember we were making fun, like if you're a lineman or whatever, like
you're not allowed up on the stage.
You're not allowed behind, like.
Could you imagine winning a Super Bowl and they say, credentials, please. Sorry, did you say left guard? You go stand over there.
I thought last night it was, I got the sense that a lot of them were almost in shock they did it.
No, not the players.
Yeah, they were just like there was no, like, any other team beats Golden State to win the championship. They would have gone crazy in there.
You know
there.
What it was, though?
It was all business. It was like,
the Kawhi
effect. Great.
Well, yeah. Like, that's the most energetic you're going to get out of him.
Well, did you see the video of Kawhi where he was celebrating like a normal human
dancing.
Being? But no, on the court. And then, like, someone had it phrased perfectly on
he
Twitter.
He was like, he figured out he was celebrating.
Yeah, he's like, what am I doing? I'm not allowed to celebrate. And he just, like, kind of stopped and started looking around. He went back into, like, robotic Kawhi mode.
There was, actually, last night, out of all of the games that I watched in the playoffs, which was everyone, that's the most emotional, like during the game. He was fired up that he was pissed about some calls against him and stuff. Like,
oh,
he
Kawhi
was,
knew that was.
And he was digging in on the refs,
well,
which
they,
was rare.
Now, it turns out Klay Thompson tore his ACL, so he wouldn't have been playing on Sunday night anyway.
Right. They would have won. They would have won Sunday.
They would have absolutely won on Sunday. But when Klay went down, it was like, you've got to get this one
out.
Yeah,
dig in.
You've got to dig in and find a way to win that game.
Actually, great question. Where was your level of confidence when Klay was on fire? And like, they didn't. I was like, they can do this. I remember I said to Steph, I'm like, they can win this game. But Klay, like, I was like, it was touch and go. I didn't think everyone, other than Kyle, was ridiculous. And
Kyle
Fred,
Lowry
and Fred was brilliant.
Van Fleet in the fourth quarter was spectacular. Yeah. I mean, it was a point guard game last night for the Raptors.
Yeah.
Like Kawhi, that wasn't anywhere close to his best game.
No,
that wasn't even in the top 10 in terms of the playoff run.
Yeah.
Not even in the top 10, but
I was a
Kyle,
bit nervous.
Van Vliet, Siakam showed up big time last night.
I was
night.
A bit nervous, and then when Klay went down, I'm like, they're going to
they got
winning.
It.
They're winning.
I felt good about it too. But that said, Steph Curry
has a shot on
gets
his hand.
A shot off to win it, and that's when you put into perspective what happened. I think there was emotion clearly, but I feel like the Raptors are no different than fans, than media, who are almost. They're almost flabbergasted by what actually happened here. Like, when you put it into perspective, who the Raptors have been historically,
mm-hmm.
and who Golden State have been over the past 5 years. Golden State has been the epitome of success. Mm-hmm. They have been the most glorified team in North America.
Super team.
More so than the Patriots, because the Pats still had to grind. Golden State, it was handed to them. Right. Of course they're going to an NBA Finals. We had Michael Thompson, Clay's dad, on before the Finals. He said, I don't even show up for the first three rounds.
Yeah.
I don't even show up.
See you in the Finals.
I show up in the Finals because it's a foregone conclusion.
That's their standard.
That's their standard. They are Goliath. And I think the Raptors are like, wait a minute, let me put this into perspective here. Steph Curry misses an open shot, and the dynasty dies, and the lights literally go out at Oracle, courtesy of the Toronto Raptors. Not the Boston Celtics, not the Chicago Bulls.
Right.
The Raptors.
They earned it.
I mean, it
was
incredible. Like, I still can't believe it. I can't believe they won last night.
I can't believe it, and I can't believe the... And I understand there's some injuries for the Warriors, some significant ones. Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, who knows if Curry was helped, but they still won it.
Yeah, I said
Raptors, better team.
I said it before, there's no asterisks.
Not like, even close.
And would it have been a different
series? Like, there was a headline on First Up or The Jump or whatever it was called. It was like, should it be tarnished, the Raptors victory?
Doesn't matter.
I don't even care if it is. If you want, in the U.S., if you want to do that, go ahead.
Doesn't matter. That's why you play the games.
Yeah.
That's why you play the games. Like, there's no, 10 years from now, people aren't going to go, well, Durant only played 12 minutes that whole series, and Clay, you know, missed that one with a hamstring and went down halfway through. There's no side story.
Well, and especially if you are a fan, you don't care who they played, how that team played. The only thing that matters to you is you got to celebrate 16 wins in the spring, and you got to party last night, and you've got a parade on Monday. So in Toronto, it's all white noise. You know, who cares what they're saying on different shows in different parts of the continent? In Toronto, you got to party last night.
Yeah.
They are NBA champions.
Yeah, there's no...
And that can never be taken away from them. Exactly. And as a fan, you got to experience it. Like, that's what was on display last night. And, you know, there were a number of things that I think were established last night that were probably trending this way anyway. It may have been determined beforehand. But when you put the cap on it of, okay, they actually won the title, there are a number of things that I think were established. First and foremost, Kawhi Leonard supplied the greatest individual season of my lifetime in this city. I don't think it's debatable.
Not even close.
It passes Donaldson in 15, Dougie in 93, the Clemens years, the Bautista 54 goals.
Not even close.
Not even close. Like, it's not even close, because he's right there with those players in terms of statistics, but he won them a title. He won them a title. So Kawhi, immediately, I don't think it's debatable.
Legend number one.
Legend number one, greatest individual season in Toronto sports over the past 30 years. The Kawhi trade is the greatest in Toronto sports history, in
acquisition?
My opinion.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's the greatest. I think it passes Elmar and Carter because of the impact that one player can have in the sport of basketball. That Elmar Carter deal was obviously incredible. Put them over the top, but not immediately. It happened before the 91 season. They didn't win until 92. Kawhi comes here 1 year and wins a title.
And Dougie went, the Dougie trade was the other way, wasn't it? Or the Calgary, Gilmore.
Yeah, Gilmore came here, but Gilmore never won. So, like, we all love Dougie. It's not about putting those guys down, but Dougie can't be in the conversation.
Right,
It's maybe the greatest Leaf trade of the past 30 years, for sure.
Right.
But it can't be in the same conversation as an Alomar Carter trade or a Kawhi trade because we're talking championships.
Yep.
So, you know, I think that was established last night. The Kawhi trade, greatest trade in Toronto sports history. And I think Masai Ujiri became an icon last night.
No kidding. Named schools after him.
Yeah. He became an icon in Toronto last night.
Well, you.
And by the way, I think the...
How about Woj? Like seriously?
The reports 5 minutes after they won the championship. I don't like that. I don't think that's right.
He's just doing his job.
You're doing your job, but that's...
I thought that was a bit rich, too. Like...
5 minutes after they win, Washington is going after Masai Ujiri with a reported $10 million offer per year to run basketball operations. What?
Yeah,
they weren't even on the podium yet, and that tweet came out.
No, he had that archived. Make no mistake. Oh, Adrian Wojnarowski had that archived.
Yeah, that was already, it was a draft.
It was a draft, and he said the second that the clock struck zero, I'm sending that report. That's been in his back pocket for days, if not weeks.
Well, I'm sure
you talk about tampering. Isn't Masai under contract?
He is, I believe, for a couple more years.
So what, are you just allowed to go and say to somebody, do you want to come here for more money? I don't know how that works.
That's the way it works usually with executives, though. Usually if you have the chance for a lot more money and you know, a new change of scenery or a change of heart in terms of what you're looking for, it's happened before. Brian Burke was under contract in Anaheim. The Leafs went and said, we're taking you.
Well, that smells like one thing. We want Masai, and we want him to bring Kawhi, too.
Well.
Doesn't it?
But Kawhi's not going to Washington.
No kidding. Well,
that's not going to happen.
Here's a question, then. Don't you think he has that in his back pocket that if Kawhi ends up leaving, he goes, maybe I'll take a look at that? To me, if Kawhi stays, Masai stays. Like, because they can continue to build here and try and win multiple titles.
Well, why not take another kick at the can next year?
Well, exactly.
But that's up to Kawhi Leonard.
It's all on Kawhi.
It is.
It's all on Kawhi.
And I thought he was good. Like, Doris Burke asked him, and he was...
He's not going to answer those questions.
He said, listen, I'm gonna soak this up now, and that's his right. But I think if you have to look at it differently if you're Masai, if Kawhi goes... Check, please. But I personally don't think he's leaving. I don't know why, and I don't have any intel. It's maybe just a gut feeling, and I'm usually wrong. But I just, like, why would you want to leave that situation?
Why would you leave right after you win?
Yeah.
You've built this up. You finally accomplished exactly what you've been trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
Get greedy.
Yeah.
Continue to go after more rings.
I know, but are you talking about Kawhi?
I'm talking about Masai. Yeah. Now, Kawhi, I would suggest the same mentality.
I know, but he also might be thinking, you know what? I did it. I went to a place that was a little bit out of my comfort zone. I went there. I won you a championship. Now I'm going to go do what I want to do for the rest of my career.
He might. And listen. Like,
maybe I want to go home. Maybe I want to go closer to San Diego or California, Los Angeles.
This is right, but like Instead, that
might be in his head. You know what? I did it. I went to Canada. I don't like the weather. I don't like stepping outside and putting a jacket on. I did it for a year, and I also got you a championship. So thank you. You can thank me, and I'm going to go do my own thing now.
Well, he might. Yeah, he and might. If but he I, does that, we're going to have.
But we're going to break that down. Like, let's break down a championship.
We got a couple of weeks to get to the whole Kawhi stuff because we're going to handle that. I think, you know, as for the Masai report by Wojnarowski, you can take that to the bank. That's happening because I saw Candace Buckner, who's a reporter down in the States.
Yeah.
She followed up with a tweet saying the Wizards have no imminent plans to reach out to the NBA champion Toronto Raptors to speak with Masai Ujiri, which means there is no massive offer being prepared, I've been told by a person close to the organization. That screams of a call from Adam Silver.
Going, what the hell?
Yeah. Calling up Ted Leonsis and saying, are you... Yeah. Really, that's stupid to let that leak the second after a team that's never won a title before? How would you like it in Washington if that happened to you?
Yeah, exactly.
And I think, so the Wojnarowski report is accurate.
Yeah.
But I think what's happened here is Leonsis got slapped and he had to call someone up and say, leak it that it's actually not true.
Right.
So
and we'll circle back in
and we'll
month.
Circle back in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But it's still garbage that they... I don't know, that got out 5 minutes after.
Yeah, it is garbage, and you're dealing again with a marketplace that this is. They've never been on this mountaintop. Like, the Raptors have never been here before.
I know, but timing, we talk about this all the time, timing. Like, I was trying to think of anything that would be comparable. I mean, next time we talk to Bobby Mack, we can talk about not about how he breaks stuff and his sources, but how he would... handle if he had a nugget like that, and you know, would you put it out immediately? Would you let it breathe a little bit? Or if you feel like somebody else at the other company has it, like
that's the way the game works. I mean, I'm not blaming Wojnarowski. I'm not saying I like it. It doesn't feel ideal, but he's a reporter. He's not concerned with the emotions of people in Toronto.
He's
not.
I mean,
his job is to break news because that's the game. It's a rat race. If he doesn't do it, Mark Stein will do it.
Well, I was going to say,
Chris Haynes.
He must feel, or he must have felt, that all of those insiders had that nugget.
Absolutely.
To put it out there immediately after that. Because he did. If they had it and been sitting on it for weeks, sometimes they'll go... Regardless of what happens in Toronto, this is, you know, this is what's waiting for Masai. You wait till he punches his ticket for a championship and then put it out 5 minutes later. Like, the timing of that, I thought, stunk, and that's, you know, I don't know.
No, it doesn't feel ethical, quote-unquote, yeah, but like, that's journalism. I mean, I'm sure journalists would say this is the way we're taught, blah, blah, blah.
I get it.
You know, another thing that was established here, and this was established quite some time ago, but this might be what I'm most impressed by. This has supplied Toronto with maybe its first unanimous sports take of all time. Everyone wants to re-sign Kawhi Leonard. Everyone. Where oh, yeah. anything that, you know, even when Tavares signed, there were a few people saying, that's a big cap hit. I don't like the cap hit.
Well, and it may not look good in year six or seven.
Yeah. When Anthopoulos left, some people were like, well, he did empty the tank. So, you know, I think it is time for someone else to take a look at the way this operates. Right. You can't find anyone in the country that could come up with a reason why you wouldn't re-sign Kawhi Leonard.
No, max it out, whatever it is, and play 50 games.
It's never happened before in sports. Like in Toronto, because everyone's got, you always get the contrarian.
No, he's got the King Daddy Topper. He's got the championship.
Yeah, and he's the king.
It's funny you say that. Reading on Twitter last night, if you know, key to the country, key to, you know, whatever you.
They'll name a school after this guy, won't they?
I mean, I think Kyle Lowry's probably getting that treatment.
He should.
I mean, Kyle's been here for a long time. He loves being here. You know, he's raising his kids here.
Yeah.
And he battled last night.
His number will be
the
first one up in the rafters.
Yeah, I think there's a good chance at that. Well, you know, and I think what more can you say about Kyle Lowry? I mean, the guy, he's had his ups and downs, and he's battled, but this guy's a champion now.
And by the way, wasn't he this close to Masai, you know what, one of his turnaround things to trade him?
Well, that's why
he almost went to the Knicks as soon as he got here, of Masai, didn't he?
Oh, the Knicks turned that down, not Masai Ujiri. My understanding is James Dolan walked in and said, actually, Lowry, turn it down. I don't want it. So, yeah, I mean, when you consider how we got here from Masai's perspective, it's
just he hit it right on everything.
Well, and that's another thing. Again, I keep coming up with these establishments, what was established last night.
Right.
You know, I've been doing radio in Toronto for 10 years. We have a fascination with GMs, and we all put our GM hat on, and we always ask the same question. What has to happen to win a title? Mm-hmm. Well, we have an answer. Masai has supplied it for you. You need luck, because he wanted to trade Lowry. You need balls. You need, courage. You need health. You need
everything. The stars are lined up.
To be able to mine talent.
And you need to miss on a few things.
And you got to miss on a few things.
And Lowry's a prime example.
Yeah. Like, there's... It's a complicated answer, but we finally got one in Toronto.
But that's why, if everyone knew the formula, you'd just do it. Like, that's why every year.
The one thing, the one element you brought up, and it could go big picture, all-encompassing to everything, is luck/good fortune, where everything turns up aces.
Well, exactly.
There's no other way around it. Like, all these moves, all these transactions. Kawhi could have got hurt halfway through the season.
LeBron goes...
All of it.
LeBron leaves... They face Golden State, big bad Golden State. Durant doesn't play. You know, Clay misses a game and a half. You know, all of a sudden, like, there's all these things. The stars aligned, and Kawhi Leonard was healthy.
And Kawhi Leonard was not healthy last year to the point where he demanded out of San Antonio.
Like, there's just so many
things. That doesn't happen. We're not sitting here today.
The stars aligned so many ways that you just knew. Like, this was meant to be. And they earned it, though. That's the thing. Like, you can't just go, oh, well, there was injuries on the other side. Like, they earned it. They played their asses off.
They got through Philly, which was a really good
team.
They got through Milwaukee down 2-0.
Yeah.
Really good team.
Yeah. You're right.
You know, like, it's not only about what just happened the past 2 weeks.
No, they worked hard, and
no, they deserved it, man. It's an incredible time in Toronto, and the phone lines are open.
Oh, yeah?
416-870-1050. We want to get your takes on the celebration last night. How are you feeling in Toronto, throughout Ontario, throughout the country? We're up on TSN2 for that matter. 416-870-1050. We're going to try to mix in some calls throughout the afternoon.
Keep it real, too.
Yeah, just give us your thoughts. How you feeling? What was the most memorable moment of the playoff run? What are you going to take out of this experience?
What was yours? Like, it had to have been maybe Game 7, Kawhi shot?
I think that'll be, the moment in time that you're never going to forget.
Because it bounced, three times. Like, we all sat that.
By the way, he had multiple shots that just bounced around the rim. And some of his free throw shots, just the rim, was his friend. Like, it just,
yep.
It was incredible.
That's what it would stand out for me. That game against seven, Philly, game seven, because I think we were all like, this is going to overtime. It was 4.9 seconds?
Yeah, 4.9 coming out of the break, I believe. 4.2 maybe.
And I'm like, yeah, this is going to overtime.
Yeah.
I don't even go to Kawhi when I think of the biggest moments. I think I go to, like, Fred VanVleet, some of the monster threes.
Well,
like,
he just hit
some monster threes.
Yeah. Last night, like, honestly, there's so many different moments in time.
We need to go back fadeaway jumper from three from Kawhi.
Absolutely.
We're not talking about the timeout. Or even with 9 seconds left,
by the way,
Danny Green throwing that ball.
You mean, like, Bill Buckner? He was this close to Bill Buckner. I felt so bad for Danny Green.
I didn't feel bad. I was like, you were going to be on every top 10 SportsCenter list for dumb decisions.
Yeah.
That was Chris Webber. That was Bill Buckner. That was everything that was dumb in sports.
He was this close to
being
Buckner.
And you could see when he went up to Kawhi when they won. I guarantee you he whispered, thank God we got this done.
Yeah.
Well, those are things that get swept under the carpet.
Well, he had 0 points last night, and he threw away the ball with 9 seconds to go to give Steph Curry a chance to win the game.
I know. Incredible.
Like, we can't.
Incredible.
This close to Bill Buckner.
I know.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Completely irrelevant.
He's a multiple champion.
416-870-1050. Text us 1050-50 with your name. Email us live at tsn1050.ca. On Twitter, at HayesTSN. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050 and on TSN 2. All right, so the phone lines are open, 416-870-1050. We're distracted on a number of levels today because the Raptors won an NBA championship last night. So nobody's on sleep, but everyone's feeling good. And there's like 15 pounds of lobster outside.
See, I don't...
How much is left? Because you were out there putting on a clinic.
It's coming out of your pores. Like, and I don't eat seafood.
You honestly smell like you've been on a ship for a month.
Exactly.
I got gritty. You got to crack the lobster.
Smell like a barnacle.
Pirate O'Neill. R.
Like, did you have to, like...
Oh, you gotta get in there. You gotta get gritty. It was delicious.
That's a gamble, man. You got a white shirt on.
All over that.
You got the Masters jacket on.
I feel like there's shrapnel.
It was worth it.
Was it?
And you get me to 55, I'm going right back out. They even supplied the crackers, the little diggers.
Oh, I saw it, man. It's quite the operation. Longos, shout out. We appreciate it. So we're asking people, you know, what are you going to remember from the playoff run? And we're going to get to the phone lines here in a moment. Alessandro texting in, Nick Nurse yelling at Matt Devlin about the fouls last night.
That was kind of funny.
That was hysterical. Like, Devlin and Jack are trying to call the game, and the head coach is yelling about how many times the Warriors have been on the line compared to the Raptors.
What he was doing was looking for some support.
You know
what I mean? Turned to Devlin like, can you believe what's going on here?
Yeah, because the refs were like, we're not listening to you.
Yeah.
So go yell at Matt Devlin about that.
It was quite funny.
Someone else texting in that Kawhi dunk against Milwaukee over Giannis.
Yeah
that was a big one.
Yeah.
That was a monster moment. 416-870-1050. We have not done a lot of phone calls recently. I mean, if you bring a championship to Toronto,
you got to hear what the people have to say.
You got to hear what the people have to say. We're playing They Did It, Naylor, which is a rarity on this show.
Yeah.
They did it, Naylor! Doesn't happen often. And we're taking phone calls and we're eating lobster.
This is not a mail-in Friday at all. Like,
we are feeling it. 416-870-1050. So we're going to get to the phone lines here. Who can we touch on here? I haven't done this in a while. All right, let's get to Justin in Toronto. You're up first. Go ahead, Justin.
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you, buddy.
Amazing game last night. I'm so hyped to see the Raptors finally take it home because I'm a long-time fan. I must be the Leafs fan equivalent of Raptors fans. If I have to pick one moment that absolutely blew me away this playoff, I mean, it's got to be cliche, but I got to go with Kawhi Leonard's buzzer beater game 7 against the Sixers. And I say this only because seeing the Raptors go way back, it just felt totally full circle for me. I was there, I think it was February 14th, 2012, when Jeremy Lin, now a backbencher for us, hit a game winner over us on Valentine's Day in Toronto. And just to see the whole thing come around, it's just amazing for me. I can't even describe it.
Enjoy all of it, Justin. And yeah. I'm with you, man. I thought you were going to say, and I appreciate the call, not the Jeremy Lin buzzer beater, but the Vince missed shot in game seven against Philly.
Oh, yeah.
That was the symbolism that we're dealing with something different.
Yeah, it was the opposite side of Kawhi's that went in. His didn't.
Because I think there was a lot of
people. He went to graduation. Kawhi didn't.
No. Kawhi went to,
who knows?
Alongos and went home, basically.
Exactly. But I think there was a lot of people when Kawhi put that shot up, was like, that's going to hit the rim and drop out. That was kind of the mentality.
That's the history of the Raptors.
That's the history. And so you're looking at that and going, that dropped in. They won that series. And they technically should have on paper going into it. I mean, Philly gave them a good run.
Yeah, but the Raptors were
the better team.
Yeah.
But, that to me, I still think that that's kind of like the shot heard around the world. That didn't just make waves in Toronto. It was North America, and it was kind of like that was basketball shot.
First time it's ever happened. No one's ever won a game seven on a buzzer beater. It's never happened before. And I think, again, with the symbolism with Vince in 01 in Philly against the same team.
Yeah.
He threw up a brick. Kawhi found a way to hit it. And that's why, again, Kawhi passes Vince Carter as the best individual player that's ever played on the team. I think that's another thing that's been established here. I certainly hope so. From a grassroots perspective, the impact that this is going to have on the sport in the country, I think it's going to surpass what Vince brought. Because I think winning is more motivating than a highlight reel. Vince won a dunk contest. Kawhi and the Raptors won a title. So I think that's going to have a big, big impact on where this sport is at and probably where it's going. 416-870-1050. Michael is up next. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, guys. Similar to Justin, the first caller. Long-time listener, first-time caller. O-Dog, you're the man.
Thank you.
Well, he smells like lobster today.
Lobster's delicious. And when would O-Dog not smell like lobster?
Agree.
Okay, agreed. Go ahead. What do you got for us?
First, I want to go on a different angle here. I kind of felt like the refs ruined the moment with that 0.9, 10-minute delay, headset, let's stare at the screen, push everyone off the court. I jumped off my couch. I was watching with my wife. We were so excited. My dog was jumping in the air, too. And then it's just like, hold on. Let's just review something else. So for me, it was like they almost took something away at that particular stance, but obviously, ultimately, what an absolute experience that was just witnessing that.
Well, you're right. I mean, again, I understand I'm beating a dead horse, but instant replay, I hate it. I hate the review process.
Yeah, but if you're the opposition, you're thinking, just wipe the clock out and say it's over. When NHL referees, when there's 1 second left and it's 4-1, they just say, okay, it's over. They let the clock run out, but it's kind of the technicality, right? They're like, I got to look at this.
I was worried that they were going to call a foul on Kawhi for the pushing.
A push-off. I kind of thought that myself.
I kept thinking, so what is that? What's the ramifications of that? Because if that send him to the line.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm watching that. But the thing is, they called a foul on Golden State. So right. I don't know.
I know.
In terms of the review process. But
that's the only thing that was kind of churning in the back of my mind. I'm like, okay, because the game's over at 0.9, but if they call a foul on Kawhi, now it goes the other way. Is there a free throw here that...
Well, I was thinking the same thing, though, it was almost patronizing to Golden State.
I know.
They're not done yet. We got to get them a look at 0.9.
They knew when Draymond Green called the timeout. That's another thing. What are you reviewing? They didn't have a timeout.
Right.
It's a technical, let's go.
Yeah.
But you could see Steve Kerr embrace Steph Curry, and they were, smiling. They're like, it's over.
Yeah.
They knew it. The dynasty's probably done. That building, the lights are off forever, and the Raptors are champions. They knew it. We didn't need to waste time.
Yeah.
But in the end, again, if you win, you win. You're not going to complain about winning.
You think that dynasty's over there?
I think it is. Durant's done for the year.
Yeah.
Klay Thompson might be done next year. He might be. So
ACL is usually what? I thought like there's MCL and ACL. I can't. One of them is 9 months, and one of them is less, 4 months.
I think ACL is the longer recovery.
Yeah.
And
either way, that looked. I right away, you're like his knees aren't supposed to bend that way.
That was pretty incredible to see him walk back out to the court though to hit those free throws.
Now he had to,
or he was officially ruled out of the game.
Yeah, if he wanted to come out back to the game thinking. Yeah. You know, yeah, it is. It's kind of gutsy.
Just the pop, like the crowd went crazy. Like from a dramatic standpoint, to watch him like walk back out there, I was thinking he was going to continue to play.
So did I. I kept thinking to myself, maybe his adrenaline's still going and he's not feeling it.
Right.
And, you know, obviously they pulled him out right away.
One more call?
Yeah, but quickly, Sean tweeting and saying, my favorite part of the playoff run was when Nick Nurse promised an in-studio guitar concert if they won a title on this show.
He's not doing it.
Yes, he is.
No, he isn't.
We'll hold him to it.
I think he's got to follow through on that, man. He made that promise. He said he would come in studio with his guitar. We'll sing along.
Well, yeah, he's not
going
to
just sit
there.
We'll do the whole karaoke routine.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have some fun with him. It would just be nice for him to come into studio. We don't have to hold his feet to the
obviously,
fire.
Obviously, we're not going to say the invitation is revoked if you don't bring the guitar with you.
Yeah,
can I go to the next caller? Frank in Pickering?
No, we don't want to do that.
What are you talking about?
Because we got other guys on the line.
All right, who do you
got? Do you want to talk to Frank?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Frank, go ahead, Frank.
Hey, boys. Thanks for the intro, dog. Appreciate that, pal.
You got it.
Thanks, man.
Is this your buddy?
No, I don't know Frank and Pickering.
Okay. So Dog and I go way back.
All right. What's on your mind, Frank?
Well, for me, it's a little bit different because I unfortunately kind of work the shift that you guys do. I'm a 3 to 11 my Sunday to Thursday shift at work. So for me, I'm popping on the computer, checking the scores, running over the cast, seeing if I can grab a little bit on the TV. But I had a moment last night where I ran out of work. And I knew there was just under 5 minutes to go. So I jumped in my truck, and where I work is just east of the Don Valley at Lakeshore. And I get in my truck, and Eric Smith yells out, Van Vliet for three, bottom of the well. And just in that moment, I can hear the roar from Jurassic Park. And it was so surreal. Listening to the crowd just go nuts.
Well, that's what everyone was saying downtown, is that like you could feel how the game was playing out based on the calls, you know, on TV, on radio, whichever way you were taking the game in.
If you live in a condo, you could hear from the people, your neighbors. People were going crazy.
It was like that. It was just bedlam all over the city. It was crazy in Montreal. Like in Montreal, right, man, they were shutting down St. Catharines
throughout
Street.
The country. Like you say, it embraced not just the city of Toronto. Like it was
incredible.
Yeah, it was everywhere.
All right, so we'll try to get to some more calls throughout the afternoon. 416-870-1050. Rod Black is coming up at 5:05. We got Jack Armstrong. We got two guys we had to get in here today. We got to get their take on a 20-year journey and what it was like to be at Oracle last night. And the parade is coming up on Monday, and we are going to be live on the air, the three of us, at 10 a.m., so we're going to be live from City Hall, first up, starting at 6 a.m. from City Hall, and then a special edition of Overdrive at 10 a.m. on Monday, live from the championship parade. So we look forward to that, and we hope you will tune in. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050 and on TSN 2. All right, our main man, Rod Black, who I don't believe went to Vegas. The Raptors are in Vegas right now.
Which I like. I respect that.
I love that move. I love that move.
Did they go there just for last night, or are they?
No, I think they partied in San Fran last night. They flew to Vegas this morning, I believe, and they're in Vegas today.
Tonight, probably,
believe
right?
Believe they're coming home tomorrow. Although there was a report, Mark Spears was on ESPN reporting that Drake is trying to set them up in Miami for some reason.
Which
I really don't understand at all. I mean,
well, you knew he was going to make it about him.
But why does it's like Drake has to be like, no, I get to party with you guys first before the city gets to party with you. Yeah. Like, I don't understand.
That's a long trek to Vegas or whatever, to Miami.
Just come back to Toronto. People are waiting for you. Like, the city wants them here. They're going to be waiting at the airport. Like, I love the Vegas move. I fully support it.
Absolutely.
But now I think it's time to get home. People in Toronto want to party with the Raptors.
They want to see the trophy coming off the plane.
Exactly.
Yeah, they want to support it. They want it. Exactly. But
I'm not going to say I'll be disappointed. Obviously not. But, like, Drake, smart enough.
Oh, you'd hijack it. That's
hijack it. Get them back to Toronto and party with them in Toronto if you want to. Set them up at your club or whatever.
Yeah, I was, you know.
Why are you going to Miami?
It's positive Monday or positive Friday.
Never mind.
Next week I'll have my take on what he, you know, his Instagram post about Clay I thought was gutless. But anyways,
yeah, I didn't really see it. But anyway, it's a positive
Positive Friday. They
positive
won a championship.
Friday.
Yeah.
Marco in Brampton, what's happening, Marco?
Oh, guys, I still can't believe it. My voice is actually just coming back. I was telling the guy who took the call that I could have been at the game, but I flew home from Phoenix yesterday to make it home for just after halftime and watch it with my son. So
come on. So you made the ultimate dad of the year move. You could have been at Oracle last night?
So no word of a lie, the air carrier that I was on was not going to exchange my ticket. And I said to them, listen, I'm going to give you a San Francisco flight back for someone else that went to the game for a change to go Phoenix home. Otherwise, I was going to take that $800 they were going to charge me and buy a ticket and go to the Oracle. There was plenty available on StubHub. I was going to do it, guys. I was like, if I get stranded in Cali, I might as well do it. My corporate office is there, and I got to tell you, I've never seen so many texts and well wishes and congratulations from a bunch of people from the U.S. I work with most of them. They're great. No excuses, no nothing.
Incredible.
One of the best texts I got was the guy sent me the meme of Kawhi dancing while being poured champagne on, and he was saying, this guy, you guys got the best person in the NBA right now. That's
well,
all.
I agree with that. I think everyone has to agree with that, Marco, and I appreciate the call, and I appreciate your dedication to getting home, watching it with your kid. I mean, that's such a memorable moment last night.
For sure.
And that's what Kawhi represents right now. Mm-hmm. He's on top of the world. Rod Black will join us in the next hour. Jack Armstrong coming up. We're reviewing exactly what happened last night, what it represents for Toronto, where the Raptors go from here. The parade Monday, we're going to be down there at City Hall. We can't wait for that. Hour two up next. Overdrive continues on the TSN app.